I had the great pleasure of meeting Betsy 3 years ago at the well-unknown but very important PopTech conference in Camden, Maine. She impressed me so greatly on many levels, and the importance of her job. The future of Maine, as I see it, is in the high technology and the applied technology, which includes arts, design, entertainment, that can be sold as high value added goods, services, or experiences. Betsy comes from a technology family. She grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her father was a professor of chemistry. I think it was organic chemistry, if I remember correctly. So she has been around the highest levels of science and technology that we really have in this country. Before coming to Maine, she was deeply involved with the Rockefeller Foundation, which is one of the great catalysts of human development and progress. Obviously, Betsy has many opportunities and options in her life, but she chose to throw her hat into the Maine ring.
I'm a traditionally a New Englander by birth, but have lived all over the world. In fact, have lived in Africa, spent time in Latin America, and folks ask me, why did you move to Maine? But coming originally from Cambridge, Massachusetts, wanted to come back to New England and particularly enjoyed Maine. Really what helped draw me to Maine, though, was the opportunity to work with the Maine Technology Institute.
So you came with a purpose.
Absolutely.
What exactly is the Maine Technology Institute?
Well, I think in the mid-90s, folks in Maine were recognizing the importance of technology for a strong economy in Maine. And there were some studies done that had shown that companies in Maine were investing less in innovation and research and development than their peers in other states. And if we were going to continue on that trajectory, we were going to have a rather bleak future. So MTI was created to stimulate investment by the private sector in Maine in research and development, to bring on new high-value products and services, not only to the market in Maine, but to the global market, and to do so on in a competitive way so that our companies would be growing, sustaining existing jobs, as well as creating new jobs. And not only in some of our traditional industries like forestry and agriculture and aquaculture, but in some of our emerging industries like information technology and biotechnology.
What are the strengths of Maine as a potential base or platform for high-tech startups and growing ventures? And then on the other side, I'm not going to mince words, what are the weaknesses of Maine that have to be faced very squarely and very quickly?
There had been a study in the early, in 2002, that had looked at Maine's clusters. What were our strengths in our economy? And the challenge was that a lot had changed over the last 5 years or so. And it was a bit like using a five-year-old weather report to decide where you're taking your boat the next day. So we recently actually funded a study looking at this question and found that we have some real strong clusters in our economy. Certainly advanced materials, composite materials is a strength for Maine. We have deep strengths in crop and agricultural sciences. And today that helps us with perhaps the specialty food industry. But tomorrow it could help us with bioplastics, for example. We funded some work looking at the production of plastics that are not made from fossil fuels, but made from potatoes, the starch in potatoes. So that would perhaps be a next generation innovation that would build off of our deep expertise and infrastructure and land that's terrific for growing potatoes that used to be one of our largest and remains one of our largest agricultural crops, but not just selling them as raw potatoes or as French fries or even as potato vodka, but adding additional value through developing potentially biodegradable plastics from potatoes.
As a summer resident of Maine, a from away guy, I can't figure out why Portland, a place that's really only about 90 miles from Cambridge, Massachusetts, the most technologically innovative place in the planet, or certainly one of the three most innovative, why is Maine not Singapore?
Well, we're working on that. I do think we can take a lot better advantage of being really on the rim of the venture capital and high tech dynamo of the Boston area. We need to change the minds of folks in the Boston area who sometimes think of Maine as lobsters and lighthouses and not nanomaterials, not bioplastics, not advanced materials or environmental technologies. Maine has an extraordinary capacity potentially for ocean energy that we've been hearing a lot about lately. Former Governor King talking about the Gulf of Maine being potentially the Saudi Arabia of wind, for example. We've recently made, just announced yesterday, an award to the Advanced Composite Center at the University of Maine to expand their testing facilities so that they could test large-scale wind turbines, for example, that could be produced in Maine and could both go for offshore wind or onshore wind turbines, as well as the development of nanomaterials that would be lighter and better materials for that kind of manufacturing. Also, tidal power is another area. We have funded a company called Ocean Renewable Power that has been testing tidal turbines in Western Narrows off Eastport in Down East Maine, an extraordinary resource where there's a very narrow a part of the bay and a very strong currents that could generate a great deal of tidal power.
This is a natural segue to the nub of the whole matter. MTI's purse has filled with $50 million.
Right. The legislature last year passed and then the voters approved in November a $50 million investment in research, development and commercialization projects, and we just yesterday announced just under $30 million of awards to projects around the state of Maine that involve university centers, private companies, nonprofit research institutions that will really take technologies that are being in sort of the crucible of development and move them towards commercialization, or in some cases will have a capacity because of their excellence to leverage a great deal of federal funding for research and development.
How can anybody be so smart to know which of the technologies is going to be the big payoff and which is just going to be an expensive dead end? What is your criteria?
We have a lot of very smart people who help us make those decisions. We have about 100 people who are part of our 7 technology boards who help us vet technologies. These are folks from the research and the business community with a great deal of expertise in the 7 technology areas where we fund: advanced materials, biotech, IT, aquaculture, environmental technology, et cetera. So we benefit a great deal from their expertise here in Maine, as well as people from outside of the state of Maine who also help us review the proposals that we look at day in and day out.